The head coach of the Golden Gopher football team is PJ Fleck. And Coach, good to see you.
Great to see you too, Gribby.
Hey, it's
spring here.
Yeah, spring is here. It's fun to talk football. And I want to ask you a specific to start here, the idea that fans will be allowed to come watch your team for the first time in a long time. And in 2 hours, the 10,000 tickets were gone. How exciting is that for you and the team?
It's incredibly exciting. You know, shared the news yesterday with our football team. They're really excited about it. We're just excited to get our fans back. Just get them around our football team, get that atmosphere at TCF Bank Stadium going again. Limited capacity, which, you know, we're following all the Minnesota Health Department and the CDC guidelines and still doing all that. But to have our tickets sell out in 2 hours like that just shows the urgency of our fans to get back to watch them go for football and to see this 2021 team and what they're becoming. And we're excited for our fans to be around. It's going to be, a maroon and gold game. We'll pick teams next week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and we can, and people that need the specifics on the protocols and the safety guidelines and social distancing and mask wearing, that's all on the gophersports.com webpage, so people can go there to figure out what they need to do to be ready to come for that game. For you guys, how important will it be just to get some of these kids a chance to play in front of fans? Some of these guys have not yet. I mean, there were family there last year, but we're talking in terms of, you know, getting 10,000 in a building and having them play before a crowd.
Yeah, I think that's really important to be able to get that experience, especially with some of the younger players we have. We do have a lot of older players on our team, too, have played in tons of games and big-time atmospheres. And we provide that atmosphere, do everything we can in practice to create that type of the volume and the noise control and all that other stuff that we have that chaotic type situations in practice. But it's going to be just a lot of fun to be able to get back in front of our fans. I know our players are really excited. They're excited just to have their families to come watch them, too. Especially as we get into the 2021 season. So really important.
Well, and think about where we were a year ago at this time. Spring practice had been canceled. You were trying to break in your new offensive coordinator over, you know, computer screens. And, you know, there's some, you know, some challenges to that. How much is it different this year when you're in person, you're doing the training on the field, and everyone can see each other eye to eye and not computer screen to computer screen?
Well, it's very different. I mean, the football is one of the most connective sports you can possibly have. I mean, you have 125, 130 players on a team, and that's a lot of people to bring together and connect with, let alone do that from Zoom or do that from any type of iPad and expect like it's going to happen normally. The football locker room is a very sacred place, and for those players, and there's so many things in this game where you come together, and to finally have that again this spring has been beneficial for our football team, our culture, and our program as we continue to move forward.
How has the team looked? Have you been generally pleased? I know your answer is probably going to be, well, I always want to see improvement. There's always, you know, you always go home disappointed maybe in a certain aspect. But generally, what's your assessment up to this point?
Yeah, you know, I always used to say that, and I was taught this, and then as a head coach, you kind of figure it out. Is, you know, you kind of get to spring, you're like, you can't beat anybody. When you get to training camp, you're like, oh, we're a little bit better. And then by the season, you're like, all right, we're pretty good. Kind of like how you go through a week. Starting on Sunday, oh, man, how are we going to even come close to doing this thing? And then by Thursday and Friday, you're really confident about the game plan and where you are. So it's kind of like that. You know, right now, you know, I think our players are working exceptionally hard. We're halfway through spring ball already. There's a ton of competition at every single position. As I said before, there's not going to be a job that's won in spring, but it puts you in a position, in a better position to win it in fall and win it in training camp. So I'm really proud of the progress our players are making. I'm really proud of the connectivity our team has. Of all the things they've been through over the last year and continue to go through, just the connectivity. We have something called TGIF this year, Togetherness, Gratitude, Identity, and Focus. Kind of like when we were kids, we'd sit around the table and or sit around the TV and watch TGIF, Family Matters, and Full House, and the whole gamut. You know, even Dinosaurs, I think, was on there. So, I mean, you had all these shows that kind of brought everybody together around a TV and to watch these shows and somewhat lighthearted and kind of escape for a while. And with everything that's going on in our world, to come in here and to be together and love and connect and be a family and be what society should look like and be grateful for what we have together inside this building, our players have definitely shown that. And we're doing everything we can to create an identity and focusing on each other and the love we have for each other is incredibly important right now.
You mentioned there's competition at each position. That said, there's also experience, like real experience at a lot of spots, really almost every spot. So how is that working in terms of you got guys that are returning as starters and there is competition, and maybe there were some guys, you know, pushing playing time last year. Maybe there's new kids, the early enrollees, the transfers. How is that all working at a, you know, particular spot across the field?
Well, it has to work with this, first of all, is that our players have to be mature. Right, they have to know that it's going to take all of us. Okay, and when you're sitting there going, "Hey, we have ones, twos, and threes," I mean, at some positions we don't. We just have a lot of players, and they're all going to be ones at some point, and they're going to rotate, and that's going to be our strength. So in practice, and I made this very clear to the people I talk to, is there's when I say ones, it might not just be just the ones. We might be giving the guy that's going to get the third amount of reps the ones right now too, because he's going to be with the ones at some point. And we go ones, twos, threes. We'll rotate who's one, who's two, who's three. And we'll rotate that because of the depth situation that we have, which is really a healthy problem to have, or a healthy situation to have, or a healthy circumstance to have that we haven't had here before like this. So I think that's what makes spring really unique, is we're able to do a lot more than we ever have. We're able to be able to rotate a lot more people than we ever have at most positions, not all the positions. There's a few that we're still developing at and might be a little more youthful in, but we're getting there. So it's helped us tremendously as we've gone forward.
I wanted to ask you too, we've always talked about, you win in the Big Ten up front on both sides of the football. And I think you might agree with this. For the first time, you talk about depth and where, you have a list of ones, but there's going to be twos, and particularly up front defensively, where you rotate a lot. So on both sides of the ball, I'm thinking you got eight offensive linemen that have vast experience and two more that played late in the year last year at tackle. That's a pretty good luxury to have.
Yeah, when you throw Nathan Bowen there, I mean, you're talking 10, 11 guys up front that have had big-time Big Ten experience. And nothing's better for growing up than experience. And they've had that. So, there's going to be a lot of things we need to continue to do, continue to get better at. And, that's one key focus is the front seven on defense. And then obviously the offensive line with the tight ends attached up front, whether it's pass pro or the run game. Or whether on defensively, it's stopping the run and being able to get pressure on the quarterback. And that's a huge emphasis this year for us.
How are the two ACC transfers up front defensively having an impact so far?
Well, I think they bring incredible depth to this football team. Niles Pinckney has a ton of experience. He's won two national titles. He's been a two-time captain. He's played a lot of football for Clemson. He brings this maturity to our defensive line. He's a father already. He's a very mature young man, works incredibly hard, and is a really good, really talented football player. So for the seven practices we've had, he's been tremendous. When you look at Val Martin, the transfer from North Carolina State, incredibly twitchy, really twitchy. I mean, he's incredibly explosive, smart, can play multiple positions, and it gives us the flexibility to have multiple guys play different positions, whether we rotate between nose and three technique. And then you look at the ends, we can do the same thing with multiple people at the depth chart. So, but those two did exactly what we wanted them to do. They're both really good people. They bring great experience to our program, and they're really good football players as well. So that helps when you got those guys right.
Last year, you look at the growth defensively from at the start of the year when it was a struggle to by the end. You get a win at Nebraska. You had Wisconsin basically, on the ropes and pretty close to winning that game in the defense from the start of the year to the end of the year. And then you add some people like this, newcomers. What do you expect? What is your thought defensively as you look forward to 2021?
Well, we wanted to, when you look back at last year, and I've said this to exhaustion, right? But you miss out on spring ball and you miss out on the summer, and you're a young and inexperienced defense that you needed that time. And I think when you saw our team get better, that was the time, probably the beginning of the year, that we lost, that you get in spring ball, you get in summer, you get in training camp, you get in a normal year, that you can get a team to grow up with how you practice in spring ball. We didn't get that time to grow up. So we had to kind of grow up through the season. And that was an unfortunate series of events, but they got to grow up. And everybody says last year wasn't successful. And success is not just wins and losses. I know that's how people get hired and fired, but that's not success. Success is peace of mind, knowing you did everything you could to be the best you could be. And our team got better from where they were to where we ended. We got a lot better defensively. And that's what I wanted to see. I would have loved to see it in March and April, right? And then the summer, but you got to see it during the season. And that helps us springboard into this year. And you know me, I'm usually a person that divides one year to the next. They don't have anything to do with each other. But I think Nick Saban had said this, is that whoever did 2020 better had a chance to have way more success. That's true. But there were so many things outside of our control that, you know, missing 35 players to coronavirus, right? And there's a lot of things that go into that, that I think whoever took a lot of the issues head on in 2020 and maybe didn't win as many games or lose so many games. It wasn't about the wins and losses. It was about if you took it head on and you won and you were successful in 2020 and you became a better team in 2020 on and off the field, I think your 21 is going to show that. And I think that's what we want to be able to see from our football team, that 21 is an extension of all that we've been through and all the things we never ignored and all the things that we took head on and all the difficult conversations and all the things we created and all the outside things that were trying to tear us apart, all that sticking together and coming together and rowing together and believing and loving one another. We need that to be able to pay off in 21 as we continue to keep coming together and growing closer together by the day. And this is a very fun football team to coach. It is. This is a very fun football team to coach because the competition's high. They love each other. They do it for each other. And there's a lot of respect for one another. And I think that's what we should have in our society right now. And we have that on our football team, which is just, it's refreshing to come to work every day and coach this team.
Well, we're going to be excited. May the 1st, 11 a.m. is the start of the annual spring game at TCF Bank Stadium. 10,000 tickets sold out in 2 hours. So everyone that has a ticket gets to see in person. It will also be broadcast on BTN. And for those lucky ones that have a radio, they get to listen to us do the game on the radio as well. So we're all looking forward to it, to seeing the maroon and gold on the field again, Coach.
And we'll have some really cool surprises for you, so that you can talk about on the radio too, Grimmy. Don't worry about that, man. We'll make sure we fill that airtime for you too.
Awesome. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
You got it. Row the boat, Sky Imago Gophers.